We are continuing our Shu'urim on Binyan Ariel. We are now on Daf Pei Ches, 88. Ot Lamed Ches. Just before we start this new Inyan of Maim Nukvim, Maim Duchim, I just want to go back to something we discussed yesterday. It's interesting how on Pei Vav that the author introduced the concept of the eighth king. The eighth king of Edom that broke, and there is associated his wife called the Mivitayel. So on page Pei Vav, in the second paragraph, the Arizal actually is Meramez in the name of Yivitayel, a Mivitayel, all the different inyanim of the Shvira. So I just want to go over that, maybe it wasn't so clear, just very quickly. So the way it's spelled is Mem He Yutet Bet Aleph Lamed. That's her entire name. So the first two letters, which is Mem He, which represents Ma, that's the Ma Chadosh that does the Tikkun. The next three letters is Yutet Vav, is Yetiv. Yetiv is an inyan of Hatava, Lashon Tov, which was the Lashon meaning that representing that she was coming to do a good thing, meaning coming to do a Tikkun. Now, the first two letters, as we said, is Mem Hey. The next two letters is Yutet. Yutet represents 19. 19 is also the gematria of Chava, Eshet of Adam Rishon. Again, representing this inyan of Nukva. She's the queen. She's the queen bringing forth her Ashba in order to give over the right equilibrium. As we always said, the Tikkun is only has to be represented by two forces, the Ma force and the Ben force, meaning the Zachar and the Nekeva. Those two forces are needed. So the letters of the last five letters, which is Yud Tet Bet Aleph Lamed, is the Gematria of Ben. Gematria of Ben is 52, and that again is the feminine power. Again, that is represented by the Gematria as well, Yutet, which is Chava, showing that representation. And then he continued by saying that the Ma'ach Hadash, which is going to come down and do the Tikkun, how do you spell Ma? The Ma is a Shem Hashem. That's Havaya De'alafim. So it's spelled Yud Vav Dalit, and then you have a He, and then you have an Aleph, and then Vav Aleph Aleph, and then you have another He, and then you have another Aleph. So altogether you have 10 letters. Now we have something which is called the Ikar of the name and the Miloy of the name. The Ikar of the name is Yudke Vavke. That's the principal basis of the entire name. And then you have what's called the Miloy, the fillers. The fillers is Vav Dalit and the Aleph, and then you have Aleph Vav, and then you have another Aleph. All that, the Miloy, the filler, is the Gematria of 19. Again, this representation of Chava. The entire name of Ma represents Adam. So you have in that same name, you have this representation of this equilibrium to an Adam, which is male, and then the Miloy, which is the Gematria of Chava. And also the Miloy, just the name Miloy as well, he says that the Miloy Mem Lamed Vav Yud, the name Miloy, is also the Gematria of 86. And 86 is the powers of Elohim, is the Gematria of Elohim. Aleph Lamed, and then the He, and then Yud Aleph, is Elohim. So Miloy, as we're representing by the Shema, that we're saying is the Gematria of 19, which is the Gematria of Chava, is a Miloy, which representing Elohim, which is the feminine forces, Bechinas Nukva. That's the Bechina of Ben. That's another representation. Okay, I just wanted to clear up those gematrias and those ramazim because it was maybe wasn't so clear yesterday. So we're going to continue in our shu'urim, and we're again on Ot Lamed Chet on page 88. Umeata, which is the subject is Maim Nukvim Maim Duchim, meaning the hashpa that comes militata le'ela, and the hashpa which comes mile'ela le'tata. Umeata, Yuvam sod inyan ha'mayim nukvim ve'amayim duchim, and he's coming b'kol makom. We're going to mention something that we mentioned everywhere. V'hu kiminyan kimaim nugvim hen biruri nitzutzim kedusha de malchio de shem ben amit barerim midbarim olim lemalam. That means that the maim nukvim is the process of uplifting, he says, the biruri nitzutzi kedusha, right? All these fallen sparks in the world of Bria. And they are, as we explained, they are the malchiot of the ben, the lowest part of the ben which came out. Or, beratzon ha-matzil, either it's Kadosh Baruch does the aliyah, or it's us that do it. Kefi sha'aya tikon rishon, or alidei ha-mitzvot sha'osim Yisrael, kefi sha'aya misham ve'elech. V'hit ol rut zu, hi aliyat birurei ha-malchuyot de-ben, besod ma'im nukfim, madrega l'madrega ad chub de'adem kadmo. So these birurim, these sparks that you're raising up, which is called, this process of raising up is called ma'im nukvim, go all the way up to the highest parts of Adam Kadmon, right to his Chub, Chokhma Bina. Amizavik Chokhma Bina, the Aka, the Aliyat, Maim Nukvim Alehem. And then they make a zivug over there between the Abda'ab and Abda'sag. Amizavikim Yote, Sod, Maim Duchim. And then from that union comes out this new potential, this new Shefa called Maim Duchim, the male Shefa. Shehem, Bechinat, Atesha Sfirot, Elyonod, Deben, Shelo Yatsu Adaim, Va'ese Sfirot, Demachada, Sheyotse Mitchabrim, Im Amalchio Deben, Shehu Shehem, Shebemaita Shvira, Ve'alidei Zeh, Nitkan Olam Atzilut, Bitchabrut, Ese Sfirot, Demah, Im Ese Sfirot, Deben, Dekol Partsufim Shepo. So what's going to happen when you've done this aliyas man, meaning this the raising up the holy sparks, which are in the lower worlds, they're going to go up to the highest parts of the highest world, which is Adam Kadmon. Once they reach the Ab and the Sag of Adam Kadmon, which is right brain, left brain, they make a zivug, and then from that union comes out the new bichinot, that means the tikkunim, which are necessary in order to rectify what was broken. This is, we know, this the Ma Chadash and the Ben Chadash. Ma Chadash is 10 Sfirot of Ma, and also you have the 9 remaining Sfirot of Ben, which also come out from the Naim Da'ak. They come together and join, as we said many times, to join the Ben that broke. That means the 1/10 of Ben, the Malchi of the Ben, which broke. Next, Ot Lamitet, Inyan Aliyat Maim Nukvim, Madrega Madrega. Now, how exactly does it travel all the way up, and what does it travel through? V'sodi do hit orirut aliyat ve'aliyat maim nukvim nedreger medreger tzvirch biur. We have to understand, exactly analyze this system of going up. Now, yesh, ki yesh lahargish, we have to point out, ki me'ach she'ayta shvira rak b'sheva sfirot tachtoni denukvim, denukudim, mehechan yu abururim maim nukvim lishah patsufim ha'elyonim. כדי שכל התחתונת יעלה מים נוגבים למדרגה שעליו. Now we know that what fell into the lower world, it was only the 7 last sfirot that came out from 9 da'ak, which is from Chesed all the way down to Malchut. They all fell down to Ak. So what do we mention? The definition that we gave, that the author gave for Aliyat Man was raising up the sparks, raising up the holy sparks which broke, and that only refers to the Zayin Tachtonim. But we know that also the 3 previous ones, Choch, Keter, Choch, Mabina, also had some type of Shvira, some type of Pagam that happened to them. So how would they get their Tikkun? How would they be uplifted if they're not based in the lower worlds? Excuse me. But Zeneyama, Dinei Kivar Bi'arnu, Le'el. We already mentioned in Sof Ot Lamin, שמבעד אחוריים דחוכמה ובינה ואחורי נהי של כתר. Besides the fact that we know that the אחוריים אבא ואמא were nifkam, had a kilkul, and we know as well that the אחוריים of the נהי של כתר נתבטלו ונפקמו ונופלו בתחתית אצילות, we know that those בחינות fell all the way down to the lower parts of אצילות. Correct, that they did not fall into the lower worlds of Bia, but they did fall into the lower parts of Atilut. Ve'hayu chalakim shel shlosha rishonot mispashtim, mitlabishim betoch ha'sheva sfirot Tachtonim, tachtonot, dinikudim lifnei shenishburu. Ki ba'olam hanikudim aita gam ken amshachat shefa omochim misfira lisfira be'et yitziatam lifnei shenishburu. V'yadua ki l'olam ha'shefa השפה הנשפה מלמעלה צריך להתלבש בלבוש כדי שיוכל לתחתון לקבלו. והנה הלבוש הזה הוא הנצח, הוד, יסוד של העליון, המדרוקנים מהאורות עצמיים שלהם, המתלבשים בהם השפע המוחים של התחתון, ואז יוכל העליון להתלבש בסוד הנאי שלו בתוך התחתון להמשיך בו השפע. וזה סוד, המשך את המוחים השפע בכל מקום שכל עליון, עליון משפיע בתחתון ממנו, ומלביש את השפע של צורך התחתון תוך הנאי שלו, והם מתלבשים בתחתון, והנה להיות שאתה מלובש בתוך הנאי האלו של עליון, השפע, השפע של התחתון, הם מתהפכים בטבעה מעלתם ונעשים כטבע התחתון, וכאשר מתלבשים בו נעשים עצם עצמו בסוף בסורו ונחשבים כחלק של התחתון ממש. שעל ידם הוא גדל מתארך בקבלת השפע, ודברים אלו יתברר בעזרת השם בעריכות בהמשך ביאור סוד ונתינת מוחים עוד עין וב. Okay, so let me just explain to you and then we'll read it again slowly. So what we're saying over here is that the process of Aliyah Tikkun, remember the question. The question was, is when exactly does the Tikkun of the Elyonim happen? Because they did have a Pagam as well. So the answer to this is that the elyonim or mitlabish when they break the mitlabish in the tachtonim. Mean like this, that we know the netzach hod yisod of Adam Kadmon. Remember, as we spoke about, there was a vacated. The Arizal calls it actually a tzimtzum sheni. They had the primordial tzimtzum which happened at the beginning of time. Before the time, actually. There was a tzimtzum, meaning that there was a retraction of the or which created the amokam panui. That's what we call the first tzimtzum. And then there was a second tzimtzum, which happened was that the netzach hod yisod of Adam Kadmon, what happened was that all the orot of netzach hod yisod vacated itself and lifted itself up into the higher realms. That gave way that the world of Atzilut could become come into being, because otherwise the orot of Adam Kadmon would be too strong in order for the world of Atzilut to develop. So rather, Adam Kadmon's netzach hod yisod takes a step back, therefore allowing the world of Atzilut to come forward. And then later on, what happens is that the netzach hod yisod of Adam Kadmon, seeing that the world of Atzilut now has been established, firmly established, can come back into its kelim and can be mashpia. But the yisod is that the netzach hod yisod is always mashpia into the world of tachtonim, and is actually mitlabish inside the parts of a tachton. And therefore, as the parts of a tachton in our particular scenario are coming up, the zayin tachton are coming up, and coming for their tikkun, they have inside of them this actual netzach hod yisod of the higher bechinot. And therefore, according to that, we can understand how the higher bechinot are going to get the tikkun. Even though the primary purpose of this tikkun is the aliyat man, meaning from biyat atzilut, that only is applicable to the zayin tachtonim, but nevertheless, the zayin tachtonim have in them the higher bechinot. So by doing a tikkun in the zayin tachtonim, you are automatically making a tikkun in the keter chokhmah bina, into the higher spheres as well. And therefore, that's how exactly the higher spheres are going to get their tikkun. Okay, so let's read that again because it's a little bit complicated, that piece. So let's read it over slowly and translate. Again, I'm on page Peichet, at the last paragraph. Okay, so let's continue again, the last paragraph on Peichet. So, Lizim Nema. Dine, again, the question was, how is the higher sphere going to get the tikkun? On that, explains, Lizim Nema, Dine. We already mentioned this concept. שמלבד אחוריים דחוכמה בינה ואחוריים דנצח הוד יסוד של הכתר שנתבטלו ונפקמו ונפלו בתחתית הצילות. Now we know the concept was is that with the אחוריים of Chochma Bina got damage, and also the Achraim of the Nahi of Keter got damage. V'hayu chalakim shel shlosha rishonot, with all these parts of the Keter Chochma Bina which got damage, nispashitim umitlavishim b'toch asheva sfirot atachtonim denikudim lifnei shenishbur. We know that already, that there was already a connection between them before the Shvira, that they spread and they became part and parcel of the lower sphere also. Chochma spread down the right hand side, Bina spread down the left hand side, and Keter spread down the middle. And therefore, they were already connected even before the Shvira started. Ki ba'olam ha'nikudim ayte gam ken amshachat shefa. Because in the world of Nikudim, already had this inyan of Shefa, or mochim misfira lesfira, be'et yitziatam lifnei shenishbur. So he's mentioning that even though the Shvira was due to a lack of connectivity and a lack of that they were premature Sfirot, nevertheless, they did have this inyan of connection one to the other, even before they broke. V'yadua. Because we know that the shefa which comes out from on top, we know that the rule is called tzame, as maybe we mentioned, that in order for the lights to come from on top and be absorbed into the lower patsuf or the lower kelim, they have to come into a vessel called the levush. It's sort of a cushioning, as we mentioned, as you're putting your foot into the shoe, you always put a sock there. The sock is sort of to comfort it and to make it slip easily into the shoe. That's the concept. You have the light going into a levush, which is going to go into the keli. So that's the principle. That's in order that the tachton is able to mekabel, that way this light is not too strong. The inan levush hazeh, hu hanetzach hod Yesod shel elyon. Now, what is this levush, this intermediary, which will cushion the blow of the force of the light coming into the lower bechinot? That is this netzach od yesod. Amid rokanim me'aorot atzmiim shelam, because we know by the tzimtzum. Tzimtzum Shein, as we explained beforehand, Avadam Kadmon, we saw this process happening, that there was a stage of vacated kelim of the Netzach Od Yesod of Avadam Kadmon. Again, that's the process, that you have to vacate the kelim in order that the Orot should come into it. Umitlabish b'hem ashefa v'amochim shel ha'tachton ואז יוכל העליון להתלבש בתוך נצח הוד יסוד שלו בתוך התחתון להמשיך בו השפע. So again, when we're speaking about the higher bechinot, even though the mention is keli, but you have to realize that this netzach yosod are actually levushim klapi the tachtonim. So therefore you have the shefa coming into the kelim of the elyon, which now would change the name and say they're not actually keli, they're actually levushim klapi the tachtonim. And therefore, they come into the tachtonim securely without damaging the parts of a tachton. V'zeh tzed amshachat amochim ha'shefa b'kol makom. This is the way it always works. Shekol elyon mashpir b'tachton mimenu malbish et l'sheva sheletzor tachton b'toch ha'nahi shelo. That's the way it always works. In order for the tachton to be mashpir, this is a very big rule. In order the tachtonim should be able to mashpir onto the elyon, so again, the elyonim to be mashpir on the tachtonim, they have to go through a process of vacating the nahi and receiving orot inside this netzach od yesod. In order, then only then can they go down, lower themselves, and go and be inserted into the paltzufim atachtonim. Hem mitlavishim etachton. Hine. Liyot she'ata miluvash po toch nahi elu shel elyon ha'shev ha'tachton hem mithafichim mitivam umalatam v'nasim keteva ha'tachton. Once they're introduced into the lower parts, you have to understand that they lose their identity. They are no longer considered to be part and parcel of the upper parts, but rather part and parcel of the lower part of the kashem mitlavishim bo nasim etzem atzamo basam ipsod. They become actually part of their bones, part of their flesh, v'nachshavim k'chelik min ha'tachton mamash, she'al yadam hu gadal u'mit'arech b'kabalat ha'shefa. Therefore, the parts of now can, due to the aid and the new shefa and the vushim of the Elyon, and now they can grow properly and the higher growth. והדברים אלו יתבררו, המסשם באריכות במשך ביו סוד נתינת מוחים עוד עין וו. We will later expand on this in עוד 76. Okay, that's a very important concept. Let's continue on page 10, second paragraph. אך, ואיך יהיה, in any case, מאחר שהיה המלך של הנתינת מוחים מספירה לספירה בעולם הניקודים קודם השבירה, לכן החלקים של השלוש הראשונות היו מלובשים בתוך השבע התחתונות, בהיותם לבושים אל השבע נשבע מהם אל השבע התחתונות, ונעשה עצם מעצם הבוס ובסור אל התחתון כנעל. So how is this tied into what we're speaking? We're talking about our question was originally, is how is that the three top ones, how are they going to get their tikkun? The answer was is that they are become part and parcel of the lower sefirot, as we explained the process up above. Hine kasher nishburu hashev tachton naflu lemata naflu imayim gam hachalakim shel shalosh rishonot shehayu mulvashim be'urav v'bayem. Since we know the process was that even before shvira they were interconnected, therefore when the low ones broke, the upper ones also were dragged down, also had this terrible shvir happen to them. And therefore, Mahmad Ken, למטה במקום בריאה יציאה עשייה יש שם לא רק חלק הברורים של השבע תחתון לתנסמון אלא גם חלק הברורים של השלוש ראשונות. So therefore, theoretically, even though the Rizal says the top three, when they broke, they only fell down to the lower parts of Silut. They did not go into the lower worlds of בריאה יציאה עשייה, but that's only a pi pshat. A pi amkud, we have to know that each one has a chilek of the Elyon. And therefore, if the Tachtonim broke, by definition, they took down with them part and parcel of the highest sphere. Now, let me just give you a moshel hediot. What does that mean? Is that, for example, a child of a king is doing well in everything, and he's the pride and joy of the whole entire, royalty, right? The king is proud and give nachas to the king and also to the queen as well. But what happens, the inverse? What happens if he goes off the derech, right? He starts doing terrible things and so on and so forth. It becomes an embarrassment to the entire kingdom, right? That means he's bringing down the special name, the reputation of the king and queen now has been lower. People don't have so much respect because they said, look at that, they can't even handle their son and so on and so forth. So we see this element, the father being entangled and connected to the child. Whatever the child does is reflected onto the father. Same thing over here. When the children broke, that means the chesed of the malchut broke, they automatically affected negatively also the parent, which was the Abba v'Ima, and higher than that, grandparents as well, which is called the Keter. Omachamad Ken, therefore, we can say, says the Rashash, it's based on the Rashash, that the Nitzutz of Keter Chochmah Bina were drawn down into the world of Bria Yitziah Siya. Then he says, V'hine, Achalokim Eilu, Shalashlosh Rishonot, Shinoflu Lematu Bibia, Hayu Menuvashim Ze B'toch Ze, V'hayu Levusha Mochim Keter, Toch Levusha Mochim Chochmah, V'hem Toch Levusha Bina, Mochim De Bina, V'hem Toch Pinimiyut Shalashav Tachdonot, Ki La'olam Mochim Levushim Nishachim Medrei Gemedrei, V'yotam Levushim Ze B'toch Ze, Ad Shukulam Mitlavishim Toch Hashav Tachdonot. Meaning that each one enveloped the other one. It means the Keter, when it fell down to the Chokhmah. Chokhmah, when it fell down into the Bina. Bina, when it fell down into the lower seven. That means when the lower seven fell into Bi'ah, they took down with them everything which is above. Lachain, last paragraph on Pei Tet. Lechen kasher olim abirurim itata le'ela. Therefore, when our job is again to raise up the birurim, these sparks, mitata le'ela, what in effect are we doing? We're not only raising up the Zayin Tachton, we're raising up the 10 entire sefirot. הן על ידי המעציג בפעם ראשונה, הן על ידי ישראל משם ואלך, על ידי המצוות שלהם. הנה, excuse me, עולים בירורים שבתחתון על ידי ישראל, אל זר ונוגבה. So what's going to happen? The first process is, we go down there. We go down to Bia, and we raise up these holy sparks. Where do we raise them up to? Into Zer, Ampin, ונוגבה, which are situated in the world of Atzilut. Azun הם מעלים בירורים וחוכמה, ובינה עליהם, and then when they bring up Zavenuk, will now bring up the Birurim of Chokhmah Bina, again, which are also down there. They're going to schlep them up all the way up to them. The Abba Ve'ima Malim Birurim Kete Elav, and then Chokhmah Bina will automatically bring up its birurim of, or not its birurim, the birurim of Ketem. So again, Zun will bring up its birurim and the birurim of Chochma Bina, and Chochma Bina will bring up the birurim of Ketem. V'hare, sheba'ofen ze, yesh lekol patsufim birurim shel chelkam. Therefore, we see from here that each one will have their particular birurim, which are connected to them. Ha'olim besod maim nukvim toch olam abia. Omer be'et ha'tikur, kishayotzi milemala maim duchim, baim chalokim shel ma'av tishel elyonot deben, nitakem birurim hem sha'alu. הרי הם יוצאו לקראת המים נוגבים, דקול ספירה, מהם יחסים עליהם בפרטות, ומתחברים מד ומן, מה ובן, בכל מדרגו של המעציל, נשלם תיקון כל הצילות. Meaning that as we are bringing up these birurim, and they are collectively have inside of them all the other birurim of all the other spherot, as we're bringing them all the way up, and we bring them all the way up to Absak Da'ak, there's going to be a Zivug over there, which is happening. And coming up from that Zivug, as we started off this conversation, the Shi'ul, as the Zivug happens, what's going to happen is that the Ma'u Ben HaChadash is going to come out. And as the Ma'u Ben HaChadash are coming out, they're going to attack in all the Sfirot, because they have all the Birurim, which were brought up in totality. Okay, good. We got up to Ot Mem. We'll continue, Mr. Shem, next time we meet.